This Piscopo and the Pastor segment sponsored by First Christian Mortgage.
Hey, Joe on the radio, very proud to bring Pastor Dave Watson, Senior Pastor of Calvary Chapel on Staten Island, founder and president of the New York Institute of Biblical Studies, host of God in Our City on the Mission WMCA. Hey, Pastor, with great respect, I'm so excited we get a chance to chat. Great to have you with us, and a good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you. You've had quite a morning.
It's a divine intervention, or sometimes not so divine, but there's some kind of, you know, Pastor, honestly, isn't the journey laid out? We cry, we beg, we plead, God help me, we forget to say thank you, and then, but is the journey laid out, and best to say, I'm your servant, dear Lord, please lead the way? Pastor, huh?
No, what you're saying is great wisdom. The psalmist, Psalm 31:15, says that our times are in his hands. In another psalm, it says that the days, our days, are numbered out, are laid out before there were any of them. Hmm. So the smartest thing to do is to say, Lord, here am I. Please use me to accomplish your purpose and plan, and help me to do my best to accept the things I can't change, and the wisdom to change the things I can by your grace.
And it's tough to do. And the one thing, my little pet peeve, Pastor Watson, is you forget to say thank you. And if a prayer is answered, you forget to say thank you. And when people go, they'll just, one guy walked up to me and said, Joe, it's all about salvation. Like he did that number. He goes, no, I just want to say thank you. For the glory of living in Christ and appreciating that. But people forget to. When they pray, you're always asking, how important is a thank you to our Lord and Savior, if I may, sir?
Well, I feel like ingratitude is the sin of our age. I mean, we have so much to be grateful for every single day. And
yes,
if you approach your life with an attitude of gratitude, God, you have given me so much. Please, I want to give back to you rather than, being only a consumer. Give me, give me, give me, give me. I mean, we pray for things like safety for our city. I mean, I pray for that every day. And then, we get safety. We have almost a miracle that these bombs don't blow up on the upper east side. And it's like, what are you going to do for me next, God? Rather than, oh, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for those police officers. Thank you for their alertness. Thank you that the bombs didn't go off. Mm. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And Pastor, this is what you do. So forgive me if, again, my verbal approach is not comfortable. But I love everybody. And like you do, they're, but for the grace of God, go all of us. Who are we to judge? But sometimes I see things a little out of the ordinary. And I see them in Gracie Mansion, and I'm not going to judge, but it's a little curious. And I know when, if I see my Jewish brothers and sisters, my Chinese brothers and sisters, the Christians, whatever it is, it's always, they celebrate, we celebrate, it's Christmas, it's Hanukkah, and we celebrate. But then I fear that with some folks, and I'm just being careful, I may be just worried about nothing, but when people come in and say our way or no way, we're not assimilating. And if you don't believe in the way we live, then we're going to the point we're talking about, throw bombs in the street, a real concern. And I just feel uncomfortable about it. I wonder if that's just me, Pastor Watson.
No, I don't, I think right now, Americans in general, New Yorkers in general, feel a level of uncomfortableness. It is, I think, important that people assimilate into our culture. It's not a perfect culture. We're not a perfect people, but we have what we have because of our Judeo-Christian ethic. That produces what we have. It's not perfect. We don't do it perfectly, but it's blessed by God because righteousness exalts a nation. Sins are reproach to any people, and therefore, as we stray further and further away from the Judeo-Christian ethic, as we push that aside, it's problematic for our success, toward our success, not just our comfort, but our success as a nation. You know, when we have folks who embrace socialism, which is not who we are. It's not it's not what made us what we are. It should make you a little bit nervous. It should give you cause or pause and say, hey, is this right? And what do we need to make sure that the values that have made us who we are remain those values?
And things seem to be changing, like in Cuba, you know, so many Christians in Cuba, and then they, you know, socialism took over. Looks like we may very well get that that country back looking good in that respect, Pastor, huh?
Well, you know, we have a lot of friends in Cuba. We do ministry in Cuba. It's been an incredible opportunity for us. We love the people there. Right now, it's dire. The last time I was there, they didn't have medicine, and they didn't have a lot of gas.
Wow.
And they didn't have a lot of food. And, and you know, they didn't have as many doctors as they had before because many of them had left the place. And it's worse now. Our people that we know there, we love there on the ground, are scrounging for fuel. And you forget, they have rolling blackouts there. You forget that, you just store food. Well, if you find food and you store it in your refrigerator and you lose power for 2 days, well, you don't have any food anymore.
Yeah,
so
wow.
it's a difficult situation. Our prayers need to be with the Cuban people, and we need to pray for a change, a dramatic change for them, and a peaceful change for them. They are amazing people.
Well, God bless you for what you're doing. Pastor Dave Watson with Joe Piscopo is the pastor of Piscopo. And a shout out to Ryan and Michael, our friends at First Christian Mortgage. Appreciate the guys coming on board. But before we let you go, Pastor, if I may, St. Patrick's Day, I'm the keynote speaker tomorrow at the, at the St. Patrick's organization that is just Sons of St. Patrick, it's called. And it's up in Westchester County. Big event, great people I admire from the whole area of Westchester County. I said, you're going to let the Italian in? They're going to let the Italian in, Pastor. I'm the only guy. Wait a minute. But I love this. This is an organization that's been around since the Civil War. The Revolutionary War. I stand corrected. The Revolutionary War. So, but St. Patrick, the relevance of St. Patrick, I always say, Even if people say, well, I don't believe in Jesus. They don't have the belief. But if you ever followed Christ just as a philosopher, as a mere mortal, which of course he was not, but as a mere mortal on earth, you can't go wrong. If you just follow the preachings of Christ, and St. Patrick, to compare Patrick to Jesus in any way, but, it's good to celebrate that day for the Irish folks, huh?
It absolutely is. He is the founder of Christianity in Ireland, even though he had been brought there as a slave. He came back, and he was brought there as a slave at 16 years old. He escapes 6 years later, and when he's back home in Britain, he has a dream. It says, "We beseech you to come and walk among us as you once did." So goes back.
Yeah.
Have you heard the prayer of St. Patrick?
I probably have.
It's a beautiful, it's a beautiful prayer. It says, "I arise today through God's strength to pilot me. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of every man who speaks of me, Christ in the eye that sees me, Christ in the ear that hears me." Beautiful
Amen.
Sentiment.
Beautiful, beautiful. What a way to end our chat, Pastor Dave Watson. Thank you so much. God bless you for all that you do as senior pastor of Calvary Chapel on Staten Island. And I just want to plug the New York Institute of Biblical Studies and host of course, on WMCA, God in Our City. Pastor, an honor to have you with us. Let's chat next week if we can, sir.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. And please knock him dead tomorrow. That's probably a bad way to say it, but break a leg tomorrow night. Break a leg tomorrow night at the St. Patrick's Dinner.
Thank you, Pastor. Will do, sir. Thanks so much. Pastor Dave Watson. Thank you, sir.